It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, neighbor. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, and a special program coming your way today. I'm reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 23. Paul is writing to the people who really, maybe they think they've been through a lot. Maybe they feel they've faced a lot of storms. And Paul's saying, I'm telling you, I have gone through more than you have. He says this, are they servants of Christ? I am out of my mind to talk like this. I am more. I have worked much harder, been in prison more frequently, been flogged more severely, and been exposed to death again and again. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in an open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my own countrymen, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false brothers. I've labored and toiled and have gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst and have often gone without food. I have been cold and naked. Besides everything else, I face daily pressures of my concern for all the churches. Who is weak and I do not feel weak? Who is led into sin and I do not inwardly burn? If I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weaknesses. So Paul is writing here and he's telling the Corinthians that he's been through it. He has suffered and endured pain in his life. Pain is the one gift that no one wants. Most people are not a fan of pain. I think I've talked about pain before on Fresh Oil, but today is a special program because today I'm going to talk to you about my pain I went through last year. I actually had a request for this program, so I send this out to my friends Ron and Kat listening on our Tucson radio station, and they said, why don't you do a story behind the song of your new latest song called God Don't Waste Pain? And so that's what today's program is. It's the story behind this song that I wrote a while back, God Don't Waste Pain. So I'm going to share the song with you now, and then we'll come back with the story behind the song.
God don't waste pain, He sees every tear, He knows you by name, oh, and He's always near.
Nobody else could reach me.
That's a song that I wrote about a trial that I went through this last year. I woke up one day and just simply could not walk. The muscles in my legs had weakened, and I went to all kinds of doctors trying to find out what was going on in my body. I actually went about 10 months without being able to walk. I was in a wheelchair, then a walker, and just had got to where I was walking on a cane, and had been walking about 2 weeks, and we were coming home from Nashville, visiting my daughter and my grandchildren, and I stopped at a rest area and went inside to stop and use the restroom before we made our last three-hour journey home. And when I did that, the door blew open, and it knocked me backwards, and I broke my hip. After 10 months of working so hard, going to the pool every day and walking and trying to get my strength back and trying to get out of this horrible trial, I had to go to church and preach every Sunday. I would get there real early and sit on a stool while I was playing the piano, and then the cameras would move so they didn't see the pain when I would get just from the piano to the pulpit where I would sit on a stool as I taught. This went on, my friend, for almost a full year. And so after I had began healing and was doing better, then I broke my hip, and the doctors told me it would take months for it to heal. Thank God, in about a month's time, when I went to the doctor to do the follow-up visit, he said to me, he said, "Your hip has healed." And today, I walk normally, and God has helped me. I lost a lot of weight, went through a change in my diet, and God has been so good to me. And friend, that song was born out of the horrible trial, the worst pain I've ever gone through in my life. We were actually celebrating our 40th anniversary back in June, and I had my friend Leon Patello from Santana. He was in singing for me, and a missionary buddy of mine was there, and we just had a great, great time celebrating 40 years of ministry. And I was reminded of a statement my friend Rhonda Gunn made years ago in my pulpit, and she had been through some painful trials, and she said, "God don't waste pain." I never forgot that. It was always in the back of my mind, and never thought it would be a song. But in the middle of our 40th anniversary, the song started coming to me, and I started pinning it down. The storm, it came suddenly. I felt the pain surround me. I could not see beyond my tears, beyond my fears. And God don't waste pain. Whatever you're going through today, friend, God allowed that for a purpose. C.S. Lewis said this. He said, "God whispers in our pleasure, but he shouts in our pain." It's his megaphone to rouse a deaf world. See, pain insists on being attended to. Pain insists on getting your attention. And so whenever it comes into your life, God is saying something. Here's the thing, friend. Pain is inevitable, but misery is optional. See, Psalm chapter 34 and verse 19 tells us this: "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all." So even though we go through pain and it's inevitable, we can choose what we have learned earlier this week about joy. We can choose to think on good things. We can choose to trust that God has a plan in the middle of all the pain. And he's going to see us through, and he's going to help us. Pain happens. It's a part of the life of the righteous. And the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 45, it rains on the just and the unjust. Most of us would imagine that logically those who serve God would be blessed with less pain, and those who oppose God would be full of pain. But that's not the way it works. It's actually quite the opposite. But I've come up with this philosophy that I truly believe it has helped me so many times through life. And I just simply say, nothing in my life, either good or bad, can happen until it first filters through the hands of my sovereign God. And if it gets this far, it's come with a purpose, and God will see me through. There is a purpose behind our pain. So many times we say, "Why, God? Why am I going through this?" Well, pain is like that warning light on your car that tells you something's wrong. When I fell and broke my hip, as I was just starting to make progress, and then it put me all the way back again. I remember hopelessness gripping me as I sat in the car. A man came along and lifted me up and helped me to the car, and I had to ride 3 hours as my wife was driving me to the emergency room back to our city in which we live. I remember hopelessness trying to grip me, saying, "There you go. You know, just when you thought you were getting better, now you've got some real pain." But there's a purpose behind our pain, and I want you to know something. God has so touched my life, and I'm busier today than I've ever been in my life because after going through the pain, I now see the purpose behind the pain. I love the story of Joseph. Joseph found the purpose in his pain. His brothers sold him into slavery, and he had all these things go wrong. Potiphar's wife falsely accused him, and he was thrown into prison. The butler and the baker both forgot about him. But Joseph found purpose in his pain. When his brothers finally came to Egypt to get grain and to survive the famine, Joseph said this when he saw them, and his brothers were so afraid that he would seek revenge on them. And Joseph said this in Genesis 50 and verse 20. He said, "As for you, you meant it evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring about this present result, to preserve many people alive." Oh, if we could only get an eternal perspective of the pain we're going through today. If we could only see that God has a higher plan than what we can see. See, friend, pain can empower the child of God. Because Paul said, "When I am weak, then Christ is strong in me." Satan means the pain that's in your life today. He means it for your bad. But listen, neighbor, God wants to work it out for your good. God wants to take what Satan meant for your bad, and God wants to bring something good about it. Today I'm talking about the purpose behind the pain and the story behind the song God gave me called "God, Don't Waste Pain." You can find my music on Spotify, Apple Music, and all the places you get your music from. Or go to my website at weneedgod.com. Walk in grace, friend. He loves you.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.